morning, Power Hour Nation. I am your honored host, coming off a fantastic weekend, fantastic Easter holiday. We ate hamburgers, which is great. My aunt made hamburgers. Fantastic. Hope you guys had a good evening. We banded together. Our family got together. I don't care what the governor of Michigan says.
There was no social distancing there.
Yeah, you were sitting pretty close to me.
I was.
It was very
close. I think I sneezed on you two or three times.
Yeah, I passed the mustard to you.
I don't know.
Maybe we should test the mustard now.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, great. I hope everybody had a great holiday, great time. It's good to be back with you. Allow me to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen. In case you didn't know where you are, thank you for being here. The Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two fantastic websites. We got guests all lined up the whole time. We probably need to get to them. Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch, founder of Freedom Watch, will be here. Alex Newman, contributor to the New American, advocate for the John Birch Society, just all around, just really great source, great interviewer, goes all over the world, gets a lot of different perspectives. We're gonna pick his brain a little bit and welcome him for a little while, and then Joseph Meyer. Joseph Meyer's waiting. Before we get to Joseph, the biggest story in the world. Hopefully this understands. I've been trying to, more than anything, what have I asked people to do? Maybe pray. But so besides pray, what have I asked people to do more than anything on this show? You, the listener. Kev, what would you say it is I've asked the listener to do?
Buy food starch.
How is it that you don't know these things? How is it possible? See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I have to repeat things over and over. If my uncle doesn't know, then I'm going to have to assume that most of you don't know. The thing I have begged you to do over and over again is to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. It is the most important document, or there is no document more important, you know, certain parts of the Bible. And I'll go as far to say, if it offends people, I don't care. This is how you need to understand this. There are parts of the Bible that aren't as important as the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. That's what you don't comprehend. That's what Christendom doesn't comprehend. That is why they have been neutralized and they are to some effect neutered against what we are seeing. The Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence is the law, confirmed law, unanimous law in this nation, and cannot be abrogated. In Mississippi, we just saw, now the videos are coming out of the police going around to the drive-in. You saw this, the drive-in church.
Yeah.
We went to a drive-in church this
weekend.
Had
a real good time.
With my other uncle. It was great.
It was great.
It was awesome. In Mississippi, at the one church, the police came around, knocked on everybody's door, and asked him for their driver's license and gave everybody a $500 ticket.
Exactly. And in Kentucky, there was nails all over the driveway of the churches.
Yeah. Yeah, they were discouraging anybody to go to any churches.
And cops were writing down license plates.
And the governor says, well, you're going to be sequestered or quarantined for 2 weeks if you go to one of these, threatening them. This is
unconstitutional.
Well, not only is it unconstitutional, this is the American ideal fight in action.
Yeah.
Can we worship or can we not? Are we going to stand up or not?
Big question.
In the video, this is the biggest story in the world. In the video, I'm going to combine it with another story. In the video, the cop, when pressed by the people there, the cop said, well, your rights are suspended.
You can't do that.
Do you see who they work for? This is what I've been trying to explain to you. You think the police work for you, and there are some good ones or whatever, where your best interest and the state and the city best interest meet, well then, okay, they work for you. But where they don't, who do they side with? Their boss.
Yep.
See, that's why there were no police in America at the beginning. What were there? There were sheriffs and sheriff's deputies and magistrates that way. Why? Because the sheriffs are elected by you.
And so
they're accountable to you, not the police. Who are the police accountable to? Mm-hmm. You see? You see, when push comes to shove, now you're seeing it.
Right.
Now you see it, ladies and gentlemen. It is obvious for anybody who wants to look at it. Who do the police work for?
The bureaucrats.
Well, your rights are suspended by order of the mayor.
Yeah. Who is he?
They don't even work for their oath. They don't care nothing about their oath. For the large part, or a big part.
Most
I don't,
of them.
Most of them. Yeah. Or they're ignorant of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just doing their job. Why? Because they're not accountable to you.
That's right.
They don't care.
They don't care one lick.
In general. In general. Now, on the other side, there's sheriffs like Sheriff Leaf in Michigan and other Vaughn in Virginia who, my God, I almost built a statue to these guys.
Absolutely. I wish all the sheriffs were like that.
Now, the other story. This is not in America. This is in Britain. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what happens in Britain, we need to understand this.
It's coming here.
Well, hopefully not. Let's not say that. So somebody called, reported, kind of like the man in Utah who his ex-girlfriend called and said, well, he might be growing a pot plant in his basement. Said, well, there's people meeting in this house. You need to go check it out.
I heard that.
So in the video, you'll see it. You can see what happened, the results of it. The police storm his house, break the door down. They don't even knock. They break the door down. They go in. They search throughout the house, tear everything up, whatever, and then leave. And there wasn't anybody there.
Nobody.
Nobody there. No warrant.
No warrant.
No nothing. Who do they work for? Only now is it becoming apparent. It's becoming crystal clear. No, it's apparent before. It's crystal clear now. The biggest story in the world overarching for the past few years and years to come is what, Uncle Campbell? Let's see if you got this.
What's the big, our rights away.
What is the biggest story in the world? In the world, the biggest story for the next few years. What is it?
I don't know. What? There's so many.
No. There's one story I say over and over again. The biggest story
Put the Bill of Rights on you.
No. The biggest story in the world, will America uphold the Declaration of Independence or will it not? That is the biggest story in the world, and I promise you the whole world is looking and aching and paining after to see if we will do that.
Yeah, see if we'll stand up.
Well, there's a lot of stories. We'll get to them with some of our guests. We got to get to Joseph Meyer now. He's been on over 500 national radio shows, been on Coast to Coast 16 times, been on CBS, CNN, all the likes. He's extremely accurate. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website and his newsletter, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. I hope that you have a pen and paper handy. I hope, because a lot of our audience hasn't listened to Joseph for the past few months. Maybe now they're going to listen to him.
And they got scorched.
I hope you have your pen and paper ready. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you on the Power Hour. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome. Straight Money and that. Let's just get right to it because we don't have a lot of time. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is your website. You got the newsletter. People can get it there. We'll review that there at the end. Let's get back to your predictions. You told people when the stock market was 29,000, you said, look out below. Go from there.
Well, we thought the market was making a very important long-term top, and we were proven to be correct. And we think there's significant additional downside to this market. I got two targets that I think are reasonable. I could bottom out this bear market. But I want to say I think the bear market could last anywhere from 12 to 15 months, Daniel. But I am looking for a bottom in the Dow at either 14,100 or the 2,000 high in the Dow, 11,780. But I think more importantly, we look at a broader index, the S&P 500, which, as you know, is currently 2,754. I think we could see the bear market bottom around 1,565. It's a long way down from here.
Wow. Okay, and that's already after. It's already blown off, 15-20% from its high.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question about the economy. We're seeing predictions in this quarter because of the unemployment. We've already seen the unemployment claims being in the many millions, tens of millions, unprecedented levels of unemployment claims. We're seeing predictions that the GDP year over year will go down maybe 40% decline. Even if the economy starts back May 1st, I gotta believe that that's gotta at least have medium-term repercussions, if not long-term repercussions.
Well, statistically, the typical recession since World War II has lasted about 9 months. The two longest recessions, 1973, 1981, 1982, lasted about 16 months. But I do believe, because of the extraordinary liquidity pumped into the system, eventually it'll turn the economy around, but I don't think it'll be as quick as most people would like to believe. I truly don't. I think we're looking at least a year of some really tough times.
Well, your prediction on the numbers, you're telling us that even from this point, we're seeing crashes even bigger than we've seen on the horizon.
Well, typically, as you know, Daniel, bear markets bottom when the Dow Jones Industrial Average yields about 6%. To have this market yield 6% on a dividend basis, the Dow would have to fall to around 11,000. That's a long way down from here.
How is it possible that the stock market is even recovering at all when, you know, half of America is out of work or a third or whatever it is now? How's that possible?
Well, typically when you get the initial first leg down of the bear market, you get a relief rally that covers about 50% of the prior decline. That prior decline, 50% retracement, came in right around 2,800 in the S&P 500. And that's exactly where the market stalled out and it started back down. So I think the relief rally has run out of steam, and I think we're going to see inevitably ahead much lower prices.
Now, you've been in this, you know, I don't want to say you're as old as Moses. I don't want to offend you or nothing, but you've seen, you know, you've seen a few things, haven't you? I mean, have you ever seen anything quite like this?
Well, I started investing, as you know, in 1966. Became a Wall Street professional in 1972. Became an arbitrator mediator with FINRA and the New York Stock Exchange in 1995. And started writing the newsletter Straight Money Analysis in 2009. So we've seen bull and bear markets, but I've got to say, what we've witnessed here is truly unprecedented and historic, no doubt about it. We're making history continually as we speak.
The gold and silver markets, we've seen, you know, silver went all the way, I think, did it hit 13 or 12? What?
Was down to $11.
$11, okay, it went down that much, but yet if you went to your coin store, silver was Silver Eagle was $22, so almost
yes.
Double that. The market, the physical market, was not following the quote-unquote paper or spot price of silver at all. We're almost seeing a decoupling. Do you see that going further, or do you see prices of rebound? I mean, what is the short-term prognosis for gold, silver?
We're going to see much higher prices. I think we're going to make a new all-time high in gold in the next 60 days. The old high, as you know, was $1,930 an ounce.
60 days? All-time high?
I think 60 days we'll see a new all-time high in gold. I got an initial target right around $2,150. But I do think we'll get above the $1,930 very easily. Silver will get above $20 very easily. There is no physical in the market, Daniel. Physical is very scarce. We've talked about this repeatedly in prior shows. That's why we encourage people to take some money off the table, move to the sidelines, and if you don't own gold and silver, to buy it. Now we're seeing a scarcity of physical that's available for sale in a market. Now market's going to continue to tighten. Everybody's trying to get out of the stock market at a decent price. They're waiting for higher prices. I think the relief rally's over and done. I think we're going to work lower.
Well, we have a friend.
Down today or tomorrow, but we're going lower, that's for sure.
Okay, we have a friend that, Kev, that we know very well. She's probably listening right now. She's definitely going to listen on the replay. I don't want to single her out, but she's been talking about this for months, and you know, and we said, look, Joseph's not a fool. I mean, Joseph is big time.
Joseph is the man.
Joseph is big time.
You listen
I mean,
to him.
Yeah, he may have a little bit of a monotone voice, but don't let that fool you. He is the man. and she didn't listen at all. So if somebody like her is there and sitting, you know, well, I'll just let it rebound. Yeah, Trump says it's going to come back. I'm going to ride it out. What would you say to that person?
Well, I would definitely sell a portion of the portfolio into this rally and raise some cash reserves. That's at a minimum.
How much? How much of the portfolio?
Half.
Half. Okay, that's good advice.
All right, let me ask you, you know, before the show, we had talked briefly, and you talked about asset allocation. Let's talk
yes.
about... Now, everybody write. I hope you have a pen and paper. This is all. He's giving you a lot of information. This is maybe the most important. Describe your ideal asset allocation right now in this environment.
20% cash, 20% gold, 20% silver, 20% cryptocurrency, and 20% cash.
You already said cash.
You already cashed.
So cash twice?
Double up on
no,
your cash.
Cash, gold, silver, crypto, consumer
and,
staples.
Staple stocks. Give us an example of staple stock.
Beverage stocks, the food stocks, the soap companies, the tobacco stocks.
Okay, so a staple.
Right.
A food staple. A food staple that everybody needs and buys, and doesn't matter what the economy is, they're going to use, basically, is what you're
yes.
saying. Okay. So it's 2020, 20, 20, 20. So a fifth in gold, silver, cash, cryptos, and the stocks that you're mentioning, staple stocks. That's your idea.
I think that portfolio mix will weather this ongoing bear market very well, and I think you'll prosper as well, yes.
You mentioned cryptos. That is, boy, the $64,000 question. We can see over the horizon the digital world waiting to be born. Certainly, it seems like everybody wants some aspect of this cryptos and could see some benefit. What is the word on the street in the circles that you run? I mean, I'm hearing, we've had guests talk about that basically Wall Street is going all in, no matter what they say in public, behind the scenes, they're going all in on this. Do you see that?
Yes, I do, eventually. I think you got cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, around 6,700. I think the key to Bitcoin is when we make a new all-time high in gold, then I think we see an acceleration in Bitcoin right back over 10,000 a coin. That's where I think we're going in the short term.
We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. You know, this is shocking times, and people, you know, I find myself, you know, other listeners may find themselves, I find myself getting partially paralyzed by it all and kind of not wanting to act and being stifled in some of my actions. But this is probably when you need to be the calmest and have the most vision right now. Am I right about that? And what should I be looking, if that's true, what should I be seeing on the horizon? What should I be doing here?
Well, the world is changing and you have to change with it. I think this opportunity ahead, you have to be able to recognize where that opportunity is and take advantage of it. And you have to understand we're never going back to the way things once were.
What does that mean? What does that mean? We're never going back to the way what does that mean?
We're not going back to the lifestyle. We're not going back to the environment we once had. It's behind us. This is a whole new game.
That's very ominous, Joseph.
So you're talking about the stock market isn't going to hit the highs?
You talk about, or what are you talking? You talk about our lifestyle. You talking about our way of life. What are you talking about here?
Well, we got a health crisis. We got an economic crisis. We got a financial crisis. We got three crises going on at the same time. How could things ever go back to the way they were? They can't.
What is the most important thing, the most important attribute for people right now, or the most important thing they can do?
Protect your family and protect your equity at all costs.
Wow, that seems like some good advice.
Yeah, really good.
We've got a couple minutes. Last thought, yours on anything that we discussed or anything I didn't ask you.
You always ask the best questions, Daniel. You really do. I think we covered things very clearly in the latest issue of the newsletter, which you know was the March 2020 issue. We outline where we've been and, more importantly, where we think we're headed. And we outline the game plan that subscribers can follow.
Let me, how much is your newsletter, Joseph?
Normally $259.95, but we offer it to the Power Hour listening audience at a discount. We give you the 1 year subscription at the 6 month subscription price, $149.95, save you $410 over the normal subscription.
I wonder if our Kev, if our mutual friend, if she could go back in time, would she trade $149 to reverse her to some of her decisions?
I think so.
Do you think it would be worth the $149 would be worth it to her?
Yeah.
And plus, you get, you know, I think probably the more valuable is when you're a subscriber, Joseph will pick up the phone and talk to you, won't you, Joseph?
Yes.
So you call Joseph and, hey, I'm a subscriber. Hey, you know, nice to talk to you. What's your question? He'll talk to you. I mean, you want experience? You want 50 plus years, 60 plus years almost? In this, on Wall Street, seen and done everything? You want that? I do. I call Joseph.
Right.
Joseph, we talk, I mean, not just on air. I mean, we talk several times in between. We talk, not often, but we talk in between. I call you and ask you questions because your perspective is so, so valid and so sought after. I don't think people understand who you are.
No, they don't.
I got a lot of friends in pot stocks. Should they get out?
No.
Stay in them?
Yeah.
Okay. We're about to go on the break. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. What's the phone number, Joseph?
386-677-8642, Daniel. 38,
that's 386-677-8642, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. God bless you. Larry Klayman on the other side. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Daniel.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Larry Klayman, he's one of those guys, you know, a few good men. We need him on the wall. We want him on the wall. We need him on the wall. That's Larry. He started Judicial Watch. He's now started FreedomWatchUSA.org, and that's what he's doing. FreedomWatchUSA.org is the website. It's a pleasure to have him back. Larry Klayman, welcome to the Power Hour.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I want to start, you, big story, you're suing China. We're going to get to that. Huge story. The biggest story in the world to me is these churches, people going to churches and the police trying to stop them all around. We saw even in Mississippi, a drive-in church, the police came in, stopped the service, gave everybody a $500 ticket, banged on the window until they gave them their driver's license and demanded information. And when one person confronted them, the police said, "Your rights are suspended." I am aghast. How does Larry Klayman respond to this?
With a lawsuit. They can't do that. I mean, it's unconstitutional. And they call me Lawsuit Larry, actually.
I love you, Larry.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to stand up for your rights. And unfortunately, sometimes people don't listen unless they're forced to listen. And early on, I filed a lawsuit for Ben Stein. You know, the comedian, the actor, the writer, the
yes.
lawyer, the financial expert. You know Ben. He's a great person. He's a friend of mine. He lives in Beverly Hills. He brought a lawsuit against the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. And we said, look, it's not personal, governor. I mean, we agree with social distancing. We agree with taking precautions, washing your hands, using masks if you can get some. But you can't threaten people and put them in prison. And Ben had a friend and has a friend in downtown Los Angeles, a Filipino pastor, who just wanted to have a service with less than 10 people, which is within the guidelines. And he was threatened with arrest. Then he had a couple friends that went for a walk in a park in Los Angeles, wound up getting fined and nearly arrested. Same thing. And after we brought this lawsuit, the governor said, well, you know, I was just kidding, in effect. I'm paraphrasing. You know, this is voluntary. It's we're hoping that you'll follow these guidelines. And, in fact, the irony now is that California probably has more freedom than a lot of places like Illinois and Louisiana and elsewhere.
Colorado, Michigan.
Yeah, parks are open. Golf courses are open, generally, if they're private. I mean, there's no reason why you can't walk around and get some fresh air. And, you know, in terms of going to a drive-in service, I mean, how are you going to harm anybody doing that? So what happens is that some police, and, you know, my brother was a cop in Philadelphia. I respect the police. I'm a law enforcement officer in a way. I was with the Justice Department. You know, lawyers are officers of the court. But they get carried away with their authority. And these governors, it's typical, cover your you-know-what, CYA. So they issue these draconian orders so they're not blamed at the end of the day. You know, so they can't get blamed by an opponent. Well, you killed more people than otherwise would have been necessary because you didn't issue this order. This is the nature of governing people, whether they're political or functionaries. It's always cover your rear end. And it violates the Constitution. You know, it can't be permitted.
Do they know, like Governor Newsom or the in Mississippi, this governor? I mean, they have to know that this is against the Bill of Rights. They have. I mean, are they that ignorant to think that this is not against the law for them to do that, or they're just waiting for somebody to stop them?
Well, it's not just against the Bill of Rights, but in the state of California, if you look at the orders that Governor Newsom invoked, they didn't give him the authority to do this. And that's what our lawsuit's about. You can find it at freedomwatchusa.org, and you'll see, you know, what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there with coronavirus right now. You know, I'm the only lawyer ever to have gotten a court to rule that a president of the United States, Bill Clinton, committed a crime. We've been after Hillary Clinton now for God knows how many years. You know, we don't just get documents like my former group does. We actually bring hard-hitting cases. I mean, they have a couple cases, but not much because they're not trial lawyers. But the bottom line here is, and we have to put that stuff on the back burner right now, and we'll get to it. Because right now we have a national and international pandemic. We have a huge crisis. The economy's collapsing. People's families are collapsing. The tables are whipping people into a panic, whether it's Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. They have these charts up there with people dying second by second, like the national debt. They want to scare the hell out of you because that raises viewership and it raises advertising dollars. You don't see anybody, you know, frowning on Fox News. They're happier than punch because they're going to get raises next year. That's how much money they're making. So we are in a crisis right now. The country is being destroyed. Families are being divided. People don't even want to associate with other family members, talk about religious services. You know, family members don't even want to go to other family members' houses to be there because they're frightened to death. So this is what we've got to do. And we have, you know, five lawsuits right now in county dealing with this virus, one of which is a class action lawsuit we filed in Dallas. Why should the American people pay for this? Why should we be turned into a socialist communist state with the dole, everybody on the dole, when China's the one that did the damage and is not even apologizing for it? So go to freedomwatchusa.org, sign up as a putative class action plaintiff, support us with tax-deductible contributions. We're massing a team of lawyers. We already have over 800 plaintiffs. It's going to get much, much bigger. I've got a similar lawsuit in Jerusalem, Israel, brought by my Israeli colleagues. People from around the world, lawyers, are contacting me. We want to do the same thing in our country. The Chinese have destroyed the world. They brought it to their knees. Not the Chinese people. They're good people. Chinese Americans and Asian Americans, about 30% have signed up for our class action lawsuit. Don't take it out on them. But the Chinese leadership in Beijing are communists. They're evil people. They have their own people in slavery. And we're going to bring them, hopefully, to their legal knees. I also have a lawsuit in The Hague. We filed a criminal complaint at the International Criminal Court. They're processing the complaint to throw these criminals in prison. And I believe that the Europeans will do something this time because their axe is being gored. Per capita, they're in worse shape than we are. And I believe something's going to happen. And, you know, this is what we're doing right now, is that we need to push back. And it's not for the president. I love the president. But it's not enough for him to call it the Chinese virus. His Justice Department is worthless. It's run by Bill Barr, an overstuffed attorney general who does nothing. He's probably hiding under his desk with a mask. I mean, last week he's interviewed by Laura Ingraham, and she says, what are you doing about what China did? And he says, oh, we're going after intellectual property theft. I mean, is this a joke? Our Justice Department should be joining us in these cases. but they'll probably wind up representing China, in effect. That's the way it usually works. So this is the real issue right now, and the religious rights, civil liberties, our country is on its knees. It's being destroyed, and the Chinese are getting a free pass. So Freedom Watch is taking action, and I hope people will go to freedomwatchusa.org and support us with tax-deductible contributions and sign up for our cases, because we need the help, and we need to get bigger.
FreedomWatchUSA.org is the website. Now, you said I highly encourage everybody to look at them, support them. This is the people that we want and need on the wall. Lawsuit Larry. We need Lawsuit Larry out there for us. You said that people can join this as a plaintiff of a class action lawsuit against China. I guess they can explain that. And where does the jurisdiction and why will where is the authority to go after China? I mean, can China, I can see China just ignoring it. Let's say you win, or let's say whatever. China just say, well, we don't care. We're just going to ignore it. Explain that to it.
Well, first of all, you know, if we get an honest judge and one that has some courage, it will go forward, because here's the principle of the case, the theory of the case. These weapons, we believe that there's a lot of evidence that this virus emanated from a laboratory in Wuhan, China, a bioweapons laboratory. And bioweapons are illegal under international law. China signed the Geneva Conventions, other treaties. They're in effect terrorist weapons. So China loses its immunity from suit by virtue of the fact that it's violated international law and treaties that it's signed on to. Now, even if it's not a bioweapon, China was required under the World Health Organization to notify the rest of the world, including the United States, on a timely and accurate basis, which they failed to do. They violated that. So they lose their immunity over that, too. That's also by virtue of international treaty and convention. Now, if and when we get a judgment, we can collect relatively easily, because China has hundreds of billions of dollars in assets invested in U.S. banks, securities, certificates of deposit, and all kinds of things in the United States. And I've been asking the president publicly to freeze those assets, just like he was done with Iran. Okay, people are collecting on cases against Iran, you know, for crimes against humanity. So, yes, it's a very viable lawsuit. And the Israelis see the advantage to it as well. These Chinese have invested all over the world. You know, the Chinese leadership is very smart, evil and smart, because that they bought up public utilities, they bought up companies, they control the Suez Canal, they have a long lease with Panama on that. They could choke off even military movement between the Atlantic and Pacific, you know, in times of crisis. They have checkmated the country, but they've got all this money here. And today there's even a story pending that Smithfield Foods is shutting down its pork packing plant in South Dakota. My family used to be in the pork packing business. They had the largest pork packing facility on the East Coast at the time, independent one. And Smithfield is owned, can you believe this, by the Chinese. So The price of pork is going to go way up. We're going to potentially have a short supply of meat in this country. And we could even attach Smithfield, because the Chinese own it, you know, and maybe turn it over to somebody else so they can produce pork. But apparently 300 workers at Smithfield have contracted coronavirus, so they're shutting it down. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. And then, of course, the case at the Hague, International Criminal Court, you know, you've got these blowhards like Andrew Napolitano, who's become anti-Trump. He hates Trump because Trump didn't put him on the Supreme Court. Thank God he didn't, because he's not all that bright. No. And he says, oh, no, we should sue corporations in the U.S. No, you sue China and you collect against the corporations. Then he says the International Criminal Court doesn't have jurisdiction because the United States is not a signatory and neither is China. Well, that's not true either. The International Criminal Court has worldwide jurisdiction. And in fact, it indicted General Pinochet many years ago. Chile didn't sign on, you know, Chile. And they convicted him and they tried him and sentenced him. And Pinochet died before it could be meted out. But they have the jurisdiction. And the Europeans and the rest of the world are as upset as the Americans are. I'm getting emails and texts from Africa, Lesotho, Nigeria, South Africa, from Europe, France, Italy, Greece, Spain. Spain's been hit the hardest per capita, from India, from Sri Lanka, all over the world. The people want to do the same thing that Freedom Watch started, and I'm helping them do it. And that's another reason we need, you know, the tax-deductible contribution.
The support.
So this is expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We need to destroy the Chinese leadership legally and bring them to their knees, because it's not enough for Senator Tom Cotton to say, you know, and I like Cotton, but, you know, but they're all the same up there. They, you know, when it comes to actually doing anything, it's all talk on Fox News, no action. We shouldn't do business with China. Well, that's BS. Yeah, no, it goes without saying we shouldn't do business with China. We can't even have a secure supply of medicine now because it all comes from China. But you need to hit China where it hurts by making them pay for the damage. Why should the American people pay for this damage? Why should we go into a socialist communist state where everybody's on the dole? And once you get on the dole of the government, it never comes off completely. Look at Obamacare. You know, Republicans promised that. They were full of it. They had no interest in taking it off. And we still have it today. And it's destroyed the medical industry. It's destroyed, you know, getting your own doctor that you want to keep. So once everybody's on the Paycheck Protection Program and disaster relief and this and that, it's never going to come off. It'll always be there in a greater sense, like a lot of the social welfare programs that are bankrupting this country.
Let me
China needs to pay.
All right, Limit, that goes to kind of a more important question, and you're addressing this with China, maybe even long term. Is the cure worse than the disease, what we're seeing with this virus? I mean, all these restrictions, all these precautions that we're taking, really, countries like Brazil, I think, well, I can't remember the other country, but Brazil didn't go to this length, and they're doing much better, and they're actually having less cases. I mean, is the cure worse than the disease here?
I think the way the cure is, it's worse than the disease. Yeah. Look, social distancing, good. Stay 6 feet away. Wear a mask if you can get a hold of one. And, you know, wash your hands and take precautions and don't be stupid. Yeah, that's good. But not threatening people with a prison and not shutting the entire country down. That's theater of the absurd, and it's destroying the country. And you know what? We're not going to be opened up given the fact that we're going down this route. You can forget about the end of May. This is going to go on a very long time. And unless we have a vaccine, and that should be accelerated too. I mean, everything in life has a risk. So, you know, the FDA for a long time, I used to represent the FDA, the Justice Department, with new drug applications. I was a prosecutor and defense lawyer. Look at what happened with AIDS, with HIV. They screwed around for all those years. All these people died. There was a movie about that with Matthew McConaughey. It's actually accurate. And they were too slow in getting this thing out. And why? Because they threw all their eggs into the basket of the big pharmaceutical companies. The irony here is that even the left sometimes makes a point in that the big pharma is the most powerful lobby next to the insurance industry. And, of course, they're tied in many ways in the health industry. And they want to have a monopoly on, you know, pharmaceuticals and vaccines and everything else. And because of that, they choke competition off. And with HIV, there were cures that were developed in Mexico and Europe and elsewhere, and people that were dying didn't get that quick enough. So, you know, the president needs to focus. I don't blame him. I think he's doing a good job. The Democrats with the two witch hunts and the impeachment diverted attention. They get most of the blame here. The Democrats created the situation, much like the impeachment of Clinton did to some extent, and I was part of that. You know, as that was going on, Osama bin Laden had other ideas. There has to be some moderation here. Clinton should have been removed. They shouldn't have gone to impeachment. But right now, with what they did to the president, it's no wonder he couldn't stay focused. He was fighting for his own survival, and right now he needs our support. He should fire Fauci. Fauci's a Clinton Obama loyalist.
Is he connected to China? We've heard rumors he's connected to China somehow. Do you know anything
about
that?
I don't know, but he's getting too big for his britches. He needs to be fired. There are plenty of medical experts in this country that are not going to stab the president in the back. And Fox, you know, which is moving left because of Lachlan Murdoch, who's a rabid leftist. By the way, this guy's a criminal in his own right with his brother. you know, they wiretapped half of Great Britain years ago, and Rupert had to buy everybody off to keep them from being indicted, royal family and everybody else. Well, he sets people like Chris Wallace free on Fox, like Juan Williams, like Arthel Neville.
Donna Brazile.
And, you know, it's a two-faced network. The only reason that Hannity's still out there is because he's bringing in money. But they'll be gone, too, after a while. And Hannity has his own problems. He oversells things and is not telling the truth to the American people. But Fox is going left because that's their ideology.
We got about six or so minutes. Let me ask you, we're hearing Bill Gates.
I know I've been rambling, but I had a lot to say.
No, it's very good. There's so many topics I want to ask you about. You're such an expert, Larry.
Sure.
Bill Gates is touting mandatory or vaccines. Life can't be normal unless we have a vaccine. What's your legal position? Can they force you to have a vaccine to go to work or to go in public? Can force you to put something in your body?
No, they can't. They can't. You know, my doctor years ago wanted to give me the vaccine for shingles. I wouldn't take it. You know, a lot of times when you get a vaccine, you wind up getting the disease.
Yeah, of course.
And that's your choice. Yeah, that's your choice. They can't force you to do that.
But we're seeing that what you're saying, it's just like they can't stop you from going to church at a drive-in church, but yet that's what they're doing. So you get where I'm going here. The direction is pointing. They're going to try to make us get vaccines to go back in society at some point. You're saying they can't. I'm saying that's what they're saying. Where's the rubber going to meet the road here? How's this going to shake down?
I'm writing a book right now because without judges that will stand in our stead, we're going into a revolutionary mode. We're already in it, actually. Is that the founding fathers, you know, created federal judges as a check to the tyranny of the other two branches of government. Now, why is the left so happy about what's going on right now with these draconian measures by government? Because right now they see an opportunity to take control of this country, to have government enslave us in a leftist Soviet-style gulag, in effect. And that's what's happening, and that's the danger of it. You've got radical Muslims. By the way, I'm Jewish Christian, so I don't mean this anti-Semitically, but radical Jewish left. You've got radical blacks. You've got radical feminists. You've got radical gays, lesbians, and transgenders. You've got radical every group now seeing the opportunity here to have the government seize control. Atheists love this. To squeeze God out of our life and to install a government-run deity, so to speak. And that's
yeah, government's a god. State's a god. Caesar. It's basically Caesar is our god, basically. We have no god but Caesar.
Yeah, no god but the government. And what's going on for the left, they love this. It's their opportunity to take total control over our lives. No coincidence that their heroes are Mao, Mark, Trotsky, Lenin,
yeah, no. What's that Beatles song? Carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, whatever. Anyway, we got about 3 or 4 minutes. I have been so adamant. This is probably one of the most important things I've tried to get across is how utterly, stunningly unique the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence is from a legal standpoint in the United States. What that means, our connection to God, our dominion, what have you. We are now seeing the biggest story in the world to me coming in the future, I mean, barring the second coming of the Messiah, will be, will America uphold the Declaration of Independence? Will we withstand this totalitarian, socialist, communist, whatever you want to define it as? Will we resist that takeover, and will we uphold the Declaration of Independence? One, do you agree with me? Two, for what is there a reason that they can suspend the Bill of Rights? I've heard this debated back and forth. I don't think there is. So those two questions.
Well, not under the current circumstance, they can't. You know, and the situation is not that dire. More people have died of the regular flu than the virus, and that's why I say that people are being whipped up into a frenzy, including family members, because of the profiteering and prostitution, so to speak, primarily of the cable networks who are profiting from this. And they're getting people to the point of being so frightened that they'll turn over their civil liberties to these politicians and despots in our government. You know, it was Jefferson who said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. The government needs to fear the people right now.
Well, how do we turn that over? I mean, you're talking violence now. I mean, I know that's not what you're calling for.
I'm not. What I'm saying is that I'm trying to avoid the violence through the courts. We need better judges. That's a whole bit another story, which is
we've seen Virginia. One of the big things that we're going to, moving forward, some of the people that I've talked to, we've had a coming together of ideas. What happened in Virginia with the Second Amendment push, the sheriff standing up and saying, we're not going to execute this gun control. It's against the law. We're not doing it. Interposing on behalf of the people for the Bill of Rights. What's your position on that? Can sheriffs at individual local levels, can they make the difference and stand between us and tyranny here?
They should. And they also understand the utility of the Second Amendment. And I'm not advocating violence. I would never do that. But the American people need to be armed, to be frank, because you know what's going to happen in self-defense is that when this thing gets bad enough, you're going to have people at your door, okay, looting, stealing, killing. You need self-defense, and the police understand that too. And
I don't. We got about a minute. I don't want to push you in a corner. I'm not trying to get you to give some answer. I'm just looking at this just as a regular person. If you and I were sitting down and talking, I would say, Larry, push is coming to shove. Where's the line? I mean, this is coming to a head here. What's your take of government is pushing and the people don't want it? They're stopping us from going to church. This can only go in the one direction. Your thought?
I'm bringing the lawsuits, and please support us at freedomwatchusa.org because I don't want to see violence. I don't want to see revolution in the streets, but it looks to me like we may be headed there. God forbid. I pray that will not happen.
FreedomWatchUSA.org is the website. Larry Klayman, there he goes.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.